Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, April 17th. U.S. equities finished lower in Wednesday trading, ending a bit off worse levels, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ closing down 12 basis points, 58 basis points, and 115 basis points, respectively. The S&P, NASDAQ, and Russell now down for four consecutive sessions, S&P's first four-session drop since the start of 2024. Big tech was largely weaker. Today's laggards also included semis, road and rail, PNC insurance, oil services, casual diners, casinos, and auto suppliers. Outperformers included airlines, banks and investment banks, managed care, credit cards, big retailers, networking and communications, and cruise lines. Treasuries were firmer across the curve with some help from today's strong 20-year auction following a sharp two-day run-up in yields. The dollar index was down 30 basis points, gold finished down 80 basis points, Bitcoin was down 2.6%, and WTI crude settled down 3.1%, dropping for the sixth time in the past eight sessions. Early session attempt at a rebound quickly ran out of gas, S&P now down more than 4% for the month after rising more than 10% in Q1. Weakness continuing despite no real change in the broad market narrative. Big focus of late has been hawkish repricing of Fed rate cut expectations, with sticky inflation and other strong economic data breathing new life into the higher-for-longer mantra. Geopolitical fears of a wider Mideast war on a cautious hold as Israel decides on next steps versus Iran. Some analysts talk about cautious shift in market mood with stretched positioning, sentiment indicators, recent volatility spike, dampened buyback support also getting mentions. But bull case remains relevant, founded on continued economic strength, consumer resiliency, solid corporate earnings outlook, oversold conditions, AI tailwind, and deferred but not deleted rate cut expectations. Broadly uneventful session, today's $13 billion 20-year auction stronger than expected after last week's string of weak auctions coming in 3 basis points below when issued yield. Latest Fed Beige Book said economy expanded slightly while price increases were little changed since late February, but consumer spending reports were mixed. Still a waiting game in the Middle East with Israel still debating retaliatory options after Saturday's attack from Iran. West continues to advocate moderation and de-escalation while proposing new sanctions. Some focus on reports Biden today will propose a big hike in tariffs on China steel and aluminum. Overseas, UK inflation eased in March but came in ahead of forecast. Eurozone final CPI unchanged from flash at 2.4% year-over-year. Reuters' Tankan survey showed Japan business sentiment fell back somewhat following the prior month's strength. New Zealand CPI inflation slowed to 4% for the first time since 2021. Q1 earnings flow still moderate with a big step up next week. ASML revenue missed and Q2 guidance was soft with analysts focusing on weak order intake. Abbott Labs earnings and revenue were a bit better but weakness in nutrition and diagnostics. U.S. Bancorp net interest income and net interest margin were below consensus and credit metrics were weaker. Interactive Brokers posted a slight beat and boosted its dividend. Omnicom earnings beat with organic revenue growth stronger. Notable movers to the upside today included United Airlines flying up 17.5% on a first quarter EPS and revenue beat. Full year EPS guidance reaffirmed. Due to aircraft delivery delays, company expects 61 narrow body and 5 wide body aircraft deliveries in 2024. It lowered its CapEx guidance to $6.5 billion from $9 billion. Mobileye Global rose 2.8% after securing orders to ship at least 46 million IQ6 Lite assisted driving chips over the next few years. United Health Group closed up 2.2% following Michigan Health Department selecting the company as one of its providers for its low-income comprehensive healthcare program. Notable movers to the downside saw J.B. Hunt falling 8.1% as earnings and revenue missed. Operating revenue came in above consensus, flagged lower gross revenue per load in both intermodal and truckload segments, comes against low analyst expectations and a tough pricing, highly competitive environment. Travelers closed down 7.4% on Q1 EPS that missed, though revenue beat. Miss was attributed to higher category losses, which more than offset better underlying combined ratio and higher net investment income. Areas of concern included decelerating commercial lines pricing and lower favorable prior year development. Strong personal lines results were the bright spot. Prologis finishing down 7.2% following Q1 core FFO that was in line, but cutting its full year core FFO guidance. Management noted customers focused on cost controls, which is weighing on decision-making and pace of leasing, said leasing to stay competitive in some larger, higher-rent markets. On deck for tomorrow, economic data including March existing home sales and leading indicators, April Philly Fed and weekly jobless claims, as well as earnings from Blackstone, D.R. Horton, and Netflix, among many others. That's all for today's Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.